Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Towards Tomorrow, and in today's episode we have Kanan Aidasani. Kanan Aidasani is a young teen from Dubai, an adventurer traversing the globe, first through the pages of books and then in reality. You can find her dancing, reading, coding and playing sports when she is not surrounding herself with words. She is a competitive guitarist, an artist, and a green activist. She got third place in the International Creative Writing Contest held by Hello Learners in the year 2020. She is a storyteller and an aspiring author, and one of her stories, An Act to Remember, has been published on Kindle. Today, she is pursuing the dream of writing her own fiction novel based on sci-fi mystery. Today, she will be narrating the story, The Mystery of the Secret Door.
Hi everyone, I am Kanan Aidasani. I am currently studying in 9th standard in Indian High School, Dubai, UAE. Today I'll be narrating a story called The Mystery of the Secret Door. This story is about secrets that are well hidden behind a door away from people to protect them from the unknown. The Mystery of the Secret Door. I turn the eerie key in the lock, the ancient door creaked. Dust whirled around me. I gave the door a push. The passageway was lit up with blue fire torches. I didn't know an ancient doorway could keep a big secret, so big. It was like I was walking into an old abandoned castle. I laughed vigorously, thinking of the bedtime stories that my mom used to tell me. I said to myself, the great fairy tale door. My mom always talked about this door, having a guard, keeping a secret. But the ancient door, oh no way is that going to be true. And now I couldn't even wait to see what happened next. I had a fully charged phone to record everything. This place gave me the chills, but I was up for an adventurous treat today. I wasn't going back. When I entered, the torches were lit up, but the hall was dusty and dark. Broken glass was scattered in the narrow passage. Now I had to be careful and I switched on my mobile torch to be safe. Just as I got through the glass, cautiously hurrying onward, keeping in mind every step I took, I saw some markings and etchings on the tile and ceased. That minute, I recalled some words my mom always muttered to herself. The words are as important as every step you take. Remember this and stay awake. No matter what you do, don't sleep or you will hear someone's beeps. Keeping in mind everything as you will need to be breathing. This is a warning. Keep in mind, just sleep in time. Time will tell you what to do. Don't misuse it or it will haunt you. I froze in fear and I wanted to go back, but I chose to move forward. I couldn't leave from here after what I had to go through to just get here. As I tried to read what was written on the tiles, I noticed that the words were written in Spanish. Of course, this very great, beautiful language had to be in some type of mystery story. I sighed. Are you kidding me? I will have to spend time on thinking this out now. Someone whispered in my ear, Cada paso que da tiene su consecuencia, y la otra ficha lleva una ficha que de delatará. Quando ma lo necessi, ricorda che non tutti ni todos están al lado. Si no tiene cuidado, será uno de ellos. It means every step you take, it has its consequence on the other tiles. And there is a tile that will betray you when you need it the most. Remember, not everyone or everything is by your side. If you're not careful, you'll be one of them. Wait, what? I shouted. Who's that? Who's there? Show yourself. I ran back towards the door in horror. I turned the eerie key in the lock. The ancient door creaked. Dust swirled around me. I gave the after a push, and something happened to me. I stopped feeling myself. I became one of them.